podcasting people. Can it not get any better? Now, I need to do day 6 and day 7 together with work commitments and the amount of action. I just had to join these two things together. I missed, sadly, probably one of the people I really wanted to see run, Femke Bolt. She won her 400 meters hurdles. And also, I think she did her season's best time. And in that race, also somebody else, I think the third, did their season best time. But generally, it's just getting better, and it's just been ramping up the level and the quality. And I've just been watching the athletics, watching the competitors. I haven't had time to look around and maybe explore the oddities. There you go. Explore the oddities that were happening around the whole track and field thing. And what can I say? The people who were their favorites, 200 meters, men and women, and that guy, Noah Elias, he still doesn't sit very well with me, but I have to admit, four world championship medals, gold medals, defending title, you got to give the guy credit. I still think he's a bit of a arrogant type person, but he's doing his job, so what can I say? Then the woman who won the 200 meters, the women's 200 meters, again, and a British woman came second. That's really cool. There were two British women in the event. One was the previous world champion, quite cool. And this new woman coming up now, I think if she maintains form, she could be very interesting in the Olympic Games. But anyway, the Americans had one and two men and women's 200 meters. So the American woman, Jefferson Wooden. And what I've noticed lately in these championships and other sporting events, there's a lot of people who have these double barrel names where you put two names together. And this woman, Jefferson Wooden, but there's Sydney McLaughlin Levin, I think her name is. She won the 400 meters women flat. First woman in 40 years to go under 48 seconds. In 40 years, first woman to go under 48 seconds. And believe me, this woman was running like nobody's business. This is your new Olympic or your new athletic star. Believe me, this woman, I don't know if she'll get to the level of Allyson Felix. Now, if you don't know who Allyson Felix is, you need to do the Wikipedia. I don't know if people use Wikipedia now to find out about people, but you need to do this. This woman was in track and field for 20 years. This woman has won the most medals as an athlete, not a woman athlete, as an athlete, the most medals, 31 in total in her 20-year athletic history. Gold medals, silver medals, Olympic Games, five Olympic Games, and always made the final. Incredible. Five Olympic Games. And one of those was after having her children. So she went into retirement, had children, came back out, and then kicked ass again. Allyson Felix, really, really great. So it was just, another thing. There's too many things, so I'm just talking here and I'll make it short. Another thing. I think the only negative thing I've seen in athletics for a long time, the Portuguese triple jumper. The guy jumped the last jump he had, and the Italian did a really great jump. and was in first place by at least 6-7 centimeters. And this Portuguese guy, which was the previous world champion, came in, did his jump, jumped out of the pit. 17.90 or something like this. So it was the last jump for him, and it was the last jump of the competition. So the Italian, the Cuban guy went over to, you know, the traditional shake your hand, give a hug, and this guy just ignored them. And that is not athletics. It doesn't matter. Even this Noah Elias, who I think is a bit arrogant, has never behaved so negative. So Mr. Portugal guy, was, I think his name was Picado. I think it was Picado, yeah? Please, get your act together. Never be disrespectful to your competitors and the people who participate in the same activity as you. Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're world champion. Yeah, you're the best. But show some respect and don't be an asshole. That's all I've got to say for that. I doubt if he's listening to this, but if he is, or you know him, tell him, don't be an asshole. So generally, these world championships, it's just been fantastic. The problem is, for me, some of the main events are on while I'm working. And obviously, I'm not going to take or stop work to watch these main events. And watching the highlights, which happened to me on day six, watching the highlights, you don't get the same sensation. You're seeing just the main event and not the build up to the event. And it's not the same. And then today, day seven of the events, yes, I got to see some of the build up. It's just been a really good event. So there's nothing of any note in terms of curiosities. I haven't seen anything where, apart from this Picado, if it's Portuguese, apart from this guy, I haven't seen anything to really comment about. So I'll just leave it like this. My friends, one other thing I forgot. The Italian long jumpers, or the Italian jumpers. A young Italian guy won the long jump, day six. Okay, I think he was 18 or 19, won the long jump. And in the triple jump, another Italian guy came second, silver medal. I don't know what's happening in Italy now, but they seem to be producing a lot of jumpers. So good on the Italians. This is me saying goodbye until tomorrow. See ya.